There's a Sweet Factory children's playground, Catherine. It's been closed now for a while. It got to a point where it was unsafe, and the council couldn't leave it open any longer. And there was, there was funding that agreed to upgrade it, but there was delays in getting equipment. I think partially because of Brexit, but it was a shame because it was so badly missed, especially during pandemic, when so many families were using the park all the time. And the park is hugely popular, and particularly popular with kids and families during the summer. So I'm absolutely delighted now that they have got work started on it just this week, and I'm told that it'll be about 6 to 8 weeks to finish it. So, which is great because that means it will be up and running when the long evenings come in and be there for the summer. And hopefully it'll be a really good addition for families and kids for this year in the park. And say the park is really, really popular, and it's nice to see the use that it's getting, but this will make it even more popular and more friendly for children. And in addition to that as well, there's also an application in there from the church that they're sort of hoping to build out onto the front of the park, and hopefully be serving coffee and stuff there, and the children's play area as well. So it's, the three combined are a huge investment in the park, and hopefully those things can all go ahead and all be completed as soon as possible. Hoping the adventure area will maybe get completed this year. That and the children's area, it really is a massive investment in the park, but I think it's money really, really well spent because there is such footfall there, and it is so popular with people, and it particularly is so popular with young families. It's nice to have somewhere that you can go that it's not really that you can have a good day and a good day's entertainment and a good family day without having to spend a lot of money.
One thing I would say about that is that obviously it's excellent that the facility is getting extra funding and more services within it. But I suppose that the car park there in the town park wouldn't be that big to maybe cater for that demand going forward.
No, that's an issue as well, Catherine, and it's an issue that we've raised as well. And we've looked at bringing another piece of ground into the car park. That's an ongoing. That's certainly an issue. It's an ongoing thing, and that probably needs to be addressed too. But in a way, it's a good indicator of the success of the park. So, it definitely needs to be addressed as well, long term, Catherine. Yeah, I agree.